The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, October 1st, 1989, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle in Washington, D.C., USA, and this is Music Time in Africa, your weekly program on the Voice of America that brings you the wonderful sounds of both popular and traditional music. We present some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. The recordings I'll be playing for you have been selected and prepared for us by my colleague, your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. And once again, we have something special for you in this first edition of our program, so I hope you'll stay with us and just enjoy the music. From Zaire, the great Papa Wembe leading things off for us, backed up by his famous band that's been touring the United States recently and drawing huge crowds wherever they appeared on stage. Papa Wemba and his orchestra. Banaparise Oyo Nakatabaliye from Zaire, Papa Wembe on tour in the United States. Oh, he did a great job. Got standing ovations everywhere he went. He's one of the lead artists in the stage production Africa Oye, which, by the way, we'll talk about right after this.
Thank you.
Again, friends, this is Music Time in Africa, today's first edition of some of the best in African music on the Africa service of the Voice of America. We're broadcasting to Africa from our studios in Washington, D.C., USA, on shortwave on the following meter bands. They include the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. In Southern Africa, we're also on medium wave. You can find us on 621 kilohertz. And if this is the first time you're joining us, a very big and a very special welcome to you from our music man, Leo Sarkisian, and me, Rita Rochelle. And we hope you'll become a regular listener and get into the habit of keeping your radio tuned to the VOA. And now, a little bit about Africa Oye. One of the wonderful things about working here at the Voice of America is sharing the joys of this business called entertainment with wonderful people. And we've got a special guest with us today, Michelle Joseph.
Hello, how are you? Good evening.
You have done something extraordinarily special for us. You've covered a unique event that came to Washington, D.C.'s metropolitan area recently. We have an organization that's called Wolf Trap.
Oh, and by the way, for the benefit of our audience, Wolf Trap is a national park for the performing arts. It's an outdoor theater in a beautiful woodland setting just a few miles outside the Washington area, located in the state of Virginia.
And some of our most renowned artists worldwide are featured there. Recently, you attended a concert performance by Africa Oye.
First of all, I have to say that it was just, the performance was just tremendous. It was fantastic. If for anyone that had never actually been in touch with the African continent or visited, I would say that they were really able to get a chance to feel the magic, the power, and the richness of the culture and the varieties, because the program covered different parts of Africa, and yet throughout the whole show you felt a bond, you felt that there was a connection. The first opening act starts out with Batwa Ekonda, which is a group from northern Zaire. The Batwa are the pygmy of Zaire, and the Ekonda are another group also from the northern region, and basically they have an interdependent relationship. And so you have the music that they combine and the songs. The stage is, in a way, the forest, the mountain, the environment where they live.
So you get a feel of real African authenticity as though you were in that setting.
Totally. You even have the fog. You even feel the chill of the morning air. You feel that they are totally part of their environment. In the dance and the drumming, you also feel the unity of those two groups that are different. A few of them are small men and a few of them are tall men, and yet they're together. I want to express how each scene connected into the next. For example, you had, okay, we started out with the Batwa Ekonda. Then we went to another part of northern Zaire with the Pende, another group, and the transition between the Batwa Ekonda and the Pende was basically through music, and then suddenly the scenery changes and then you have a whole other group of people, but the bond was through the connection in the music. So in between each different group that came, be it the Guinean orchestra with djembes and dudumba, between each group, there was a musical connection.
It sounds wonderful. It sounds like what we do here in our studios, and that is to provide a continuous connection with our listeners, the bond between the music of Africa.
That's exactly what it was. Even in the scenery, they were able, for example, to create, when the Niger griots came onto the stage playing their instruments in praise of the king and gods, the kanuri, led by Chetima Ganja. As they came onto the stage, you just felt the magic of that moment of dawn when the griots were praising God and praising their kings, that special moment. And then you saw this huge sun in the background, just getting redder and redder. And you could imagine the sand, you could imagine the scenery behind, you could imagine just the whole atmosphere. It was very powerful.
You mentioned the griots. Now, they're very famous throughout Africa, throughout the world, for the way that they have translated their history and carried it from one generation to another. When they were on stage, I'm sure there was music behind them, but was there a story that the griots told, or was it done in song, in the way you described their praise and worship for the king?
Okay, the Kanuri, the group, they themselves did not sing vocally. They were playing the algaita. It's a flute that's like a double reed oboe. It's sound that just pierces, it just travels. It's very mournful and yet it's very gay at the same time. It's just amazing.
It sounds to me like that it took you from the surroundings of Wolf Trap in Virginia to an African forest, and it made you feel as though you were right in the presence of what was really going on in the motherland.
Completely. That's something that I'll say throughout the whole performance. You never felt like you were watching. You felt like you were involved. You felt like you were there. You know, if you were in the village and they were dancing and preparing for certain rituals or preparing to go to war, or it was dawn and you were waking up to the sound of the algaita. And an interesting transition here was those Niger men playing the algaita, and then at one point they walk out, and then you have the transition, you have Kandia Kouyaté, who enters from Mali, and she's accompanied by Burema Kouyaté and Balade Sissoko. And she is a griot, but a woman griot.
That must have been a fabulous
experience. It was incredible.
You know, the Kouyaté family, the name is so world-renowned. They are like primo, numero uno musicians worldwide. When you hear the name Kouyaté, you know that you're going to be entertained.
Right. Well, we were. I mean, as soon as she came out, she just drew us in with her voice. Her voice is just so incredibly powerful. We just felt drawn, even though we didn't understand the language. We knew what she was talking about was of something absolutely great, tremendous.
That's you know? The wonderful thing about music.
There was no need to really understand her words. We understood.
That must have been a very, very unique evening.
It
for
was
you.
Very powerful. I believe that the producer wanted to bring about the connection between the traditional and the modern, and to show that there was still a very strong link. The last act ended on the orchestra of Papa Wemba.
That must have been fabulous.
It was incredible.
We have featured his music. He's one of my favorites.
But the shock was not so much the musical transition as the electrification of the music. Because the rhythm was the same, as you could recognize the traditional rhythms. They were similar. The singing was the same. But the electrification of the music, the steel, the clash, that is what was shocking, because all along you felt like you were in communion with nature. The instruments were made of natural of nature, either of goatskin, wood, steel, or iron. You felt the connection with nature, and then suddenly you felt a severed link, and it seemed as though the electricity, the steel, the
I know
somehow that broke the connection with nature.
Leo has done that quite extensively in this program. He will take the traditional music of Africa, and in the same program he will feature today's very modern popular music. And if you listen very carefully, even though the traditional music has a very
pronounced, staunch, very distinct rhythm of its own that's been passed down from one generation to another. When you hear that popular music, you still hear those traditional sounds. And that's what Music Time tries to give its audience, a taste of the old and yet the sound of the new.
Right.
And you do hear the similarity.
Yes, there was a great similarity. But I think that that major factor, that transition, was in a way an expression of what our society is moving toward. We're moving a bit away from nature. The urban African setting is moving away from nature. Nevertheless,
the roots are still maintained.
The roots are still maintained.
Yes. It's the old saying that we have here in this country. You can take the girl or the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl or the boy. You may take an African out of the hinterlands, but that music, the roots, the basis for the beginning of the music that we know today is still going to be there. Michelle, you have brought such a sensitivity to our audience. I feel as though even in just the interview process, I've been a part of participatory theater. You have taken my emotions from one level in just a matter of minutes.
Well, first of all, I feel a very strong bond to the African continent because I grew up in East Africa, in Kenya, and I could immediately feel the same vibration, the same energy, the same spirit was brought to that stage. I can guarantee that. And there's nothing like it. And for anyone who has not lived in Africa, they would be able to say that they really had a taste of Africa and of the variety in that performance.
The performance again is called Africa Oye. It was brought to our nation's capital, the Washington metropolitan area, an organization called Wolf Trap, which brings various artists to the metropolitan area, featuring African artists from throughout the continent. Africa Oye, performed at the Wolf Trap and brought to us by our colleague, Michelle Joseph.
As I mentioned earlier, Wolf Trap is a national park for the performing arts. It's in a lovely outdoor setting, a beautiful theater just a few miles outside of the Washington area, located in the state of Virginia. It's worth a visit when you come to the USA. In just a moment, you'll hear the music of the Ekonda and Batwa ethnic groups that were represented on stage here in Washington in the production Africa Oye. Right after this very brief reminder, friends, that Voice of America's Africa service is on the air every day with special programs just for you. They include Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, and Nightline Africa. And for music, you have Sound of Soul, and of course, for the best in African music, it's this program, Music Time in Africa. We broadcast twice on Sundays. You can find us on your radio dial at 1730 and 1930 GMT. And now, the music. The Ekonda and Batwa peoples live together in the Central Basin region of the Congo, and they have similar cultures. Singing and dancing are similar in style and have reached a high degree of sophistication. This first recording that Leo has prepared for us is Music of the Batwa. A group of Batwa women from the village of Pinda in the Congo sing about a young mother called Balela.
Oh,
That was music of the Batwa by a group of women from the village of Pinda in the heart of the Congo. And now, music of the Ekonda. This recording features the Esanzo, a zither-type musical instrument played by a professional entertainer whose songs are usually comments on daily life, illustrated with proverbs from their rich oral tradition. This next recording is also music of the Ekonda. Women from the village of Betula in the Congo are performing part of a musical ballet called Bobongo. This type of dance usually lasts about 4 or 5 hours. The movements are acrobatic and very rhythmic, done with rigorous discipline.
Nyangeki ngilele pati meo
You've been listening to traditional dance music of the Batwa and Ekonda ethnic groups from the Central Basin region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And now, for our last number in this edition of Music Time, here's another great tune by Zaire's famous Papa Wembe. Ye enyende yende ye balingola.
Yende indi boy.
Papa Wembe of Zaire, and that's it for this evening's first edition of Music Time in Africa. I'll be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at exactly 19:30 GMT. So check your local time and stay with us for more of the best. This is Rita Rochelle inviting you to stay right there by your radio for a report of the latest news coming to you direct from the Voice of America. And following the news, listen to VOA's program Encounter. And I'll be with you again this evening at 19:30 GMT. For now, my love to all of you.